You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Greg DeVoe, CEO at Modern Thought Management, a New York-based boutique consulting firm that provides operational, administrative, and accountancy services to small businesses and entrepreneurs. Greg, certainly our pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be involved with such a great podcast, and I'm ready to begin. Let's talk.
Certainly a pleasure and honor to have you with us as well. So first of all, just to get started, how did you get your start in entrepreneurship and in business?
Yes, so we started Modern Thought back in 2010, primarily servicing the advertising industry. We started by providing bookkeeping services for a few small ad agencies and production companies. And the thing that we discovered early on was essentially when a big ad campaign becomes green-lit, some of these smaller agencies have a need to ramp up their operations and essentially build a temporary company within a company, and to be able to handle the huge workload that's involved with delivering on a multifaceted campaign. And we were a immediate hit in this arena because prior to us, these companies were having to build their accounting teams with a hodgepodge army of different freelancers, and you know what they got from us was a cohesive unit that understood the big picture with regards to the overall profitability and health of their firm. And whereas, you know, for instance, a freelancer being hired on a temporary basis would basically be on board until their check clears, and you know, then they're off to the next gigs, and there was no follow through, and there were, you know, a lot of loose ends that needed to be cleaned up. So really, within our first 18 months, we had gone from nothing to working on, you know, some of the, you know, working with some of the biggest global ad campaigns and you know, for some really big brands, and you know, for some of the biggest agencies out there. So you know, it was great. It was an exciting start, and then you know, we managed to branch off and use our approach in many other industries, including the startup space and internet tech, which has definitely been exciting as well.
Quite impressive. Very impressive. Now, tell us briefly, what does Modern Thought do?
So basically what we focus on is serving our clients in three core areas, accounting, tax, and financial services. And, you know, just going through these, you know, one by one, the accounting side is the bookkeeping, is the operations, is, you know, making sure all of your financial data is being coded correctly and continually up to date and reportable so that you can make valuable business decisions. Tax, pretty self-explanatory. We prepare, you know, business and personal returns for our clients. We also help in areas, you know, regarding tax incentive programs, you know, whether it's research and development or government, and, you know, also help with, you know, global taxation, helping some of, for instance, our private equity clients manage, you know, their taxation needs with a global lens. And then, you know, the third is the one that I'm personally most excited about, and that is the financial end, where what we'll essentially do is provide what we informally call on our end a rent a CFO service, which basically means our smaller business startups and smaller established businesses don't necessarily need to hire a full-time chief financial officer, which can be expensive and costly. They can gain, you know, the same level of expertise that they would with a CFO by using our services. Also, just touching upon the operational side, we allow our clients to essentially outsource their entire back office, which really frees up their time and energy towards focusing on their core competencies and delivering new products and driving growth. We would see small business owners that just spend too much of their time writing checks and chasing open invoices and handling, you know, all of this sidebar paperwork that they shouldn't have to deal with. So by allowing them to outsource that to us, you know, it takes a lot of the headache off their plate. And, you know, we are a well-oiled machine that that can handle that type of a workload without any issues or you know, costly errors that sometimes happen in the startup space when you're trying to do it yourself.
What do you think are some of the things that set you apart, set your company apart, for that matter, from others in the space?
Well, because our background originally is rooted in venture capital and financial services, it's what a lot of us were involved in before we started Modern Thought. We're able to approach our clients from a different perspective than most accounting and bookkeeping firms. Most accounting firms are, you know, fixated on tax and nothing else, and bookkeepers are mostly fixated on data entry and nothing else. So our approach is rooted in determining how to create the most value for our clients, whereas accountants and record keepers, as an example, will record expenses on your company's books for Verizon and Time Warner and AT&T and Sprint, and they'll enter these charges and move on. Modern Thought looks at these charges from all of these vendors and say, we ask, you know, what are these? You know, how can we renegotiate these accounts? How can we consolidate some of these services? How can we save and reduce unnecessary costs for your business? And then on the receivable side, whereas traditional accountants will just look at your income as a flat number as of December 31st, and that's it, Modern Thought will look at and continuously monitor your product lines and your projects, and will deconstruct and analyze the cash flow so that we can determine how to better bill client projects and manage the cash flow situation ongoing in real time while maintaining, you know, a proper working order with the payables and the receivables. So I think, you know, it's just that, where, you know, you look at accounting firms and bookkeepers, they traditionally, you know, don't think with an analytical mind. We're able to bring that to the table.
Today we're joined by Greg Defoe, CEO at Modern Thought Management, a New York-based boutique consulting firm that provides operational, administrative, and accountancy services to small businesses and entrepreneurs here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Greg, what is the most common problem that you see with small businesses and startups that you come across each and every day?
Well, the most common problem that I see in small business and startups is owners who need their venture to earn them their primary income from day one. The way I see this, it's the equivalent of a farmer needing to start picking tomatoes off of the plant the instant the plant sprouts. A company in the early years needs work, it needs sacrifice, it needs investment in order to build something that down the road will yield, you know, a healthy bounty. Business owners pulling as much as they can from the company to support themselves, they're damaging their future growth potential. So the priority early on in a venture, I would say, at least in the first 18 months, is investing as much as absolutely possible in building the business and focus on, you know, building the asset side of your balance sheet. Building up a book value for your firm is, you know, often overlooked in the startup space, but it can really free you up and open you up to a lot of potential opportunities as far as raising capital and locking in credit down the road.
Great advice there. And what are some steps a small business can do to become more successful?
It's the magic question. Well, you know, you have to focus on spending smart. You know, there's an adage that often gets overused, and it's that it takes money to make money. And while that's true, you can't necessarily just spend your way out of a hole. And, you know, if your business plan is fundamentally flawed, or you're just quite frankly not good enough. So, you know, smart spending is certainly one of those steps that a small business can do. And then the other is to focus on really building a business plan that is rock solid and makes, sense.
Well, you've already offered a truckload of information and advice. We certainly appreciate that. In conclusion, what would be any final thoughts or a final tip for the listeners today?
Okay. Final tip. Let's see. How about do not be your company's largest impediment to your future success. Don't be part of the problem. Be part of the solution. You got to make big sacrifices early on and ensure that enough capital goes towards growing the business. And then eventually, once you've gotten the company to a spot where it can support itself, then is when it will really begin to take off and earn you personally, you know, the fortune and, you know, all the success that, you know, you're really looking for when you start a company. But it should be a struggle early on. If you need to take a salary, the advice would be to take just the bare minimum that you need to cover your personal costs, and then invest as much as possible that's left over into the business itself.
Well, it certainly has been good to have had you. I like your perspective on business, Greg. Tell us where folks can get more information about Modern Thought Management online and how they can be in touch.
Our website is modernthought.co. That's modernthought.co. We also use Twitter. We just started using Twitter. We're really excited about it. We've joined, you know, the 21st century. The Twitter handle is at modern_thought.
Well, easy enough, and welcome to Twitter. Greg, thanks so much for your time today, and thanks for joining us for a moment here on Enterprise Radio.
Yes, absolutely. It was really, really fun talking to you, and, you know, obviously keep in touch, and, you know, we encourage all of your listeners to reach out to us, you know, if they have any other questions regarding, you know, their business needs or, you know, have a specific problem that, you know, they're looking to solve.
And we certainly thank you for that and look forward to another conversation in the future. We've been speaking with Greg DeVoe, CEO at Modern Thought Management, a New York-based boutique consulting firm that provides operational, administrative, and accountancy services to small businesses and entrepreneurs. And once again, the website of reference is modernthought.co. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.